And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you for just about another 15 minutes. I am now here with Dave Cook, the Youth Rehabilitation Services Supervisor with Pawnee Mental Health Services, and Shelly Schottler, the Community Services Director with Pawnee. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me turn you on. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Did you guys have a good 4th of July? Start out that way.
It was a great 4th of July. Nice and relaxing and just a nice day off.
Absolutely. I went out to Wamego also.
You?
Every year.
How many years has it been for you?
Oh, gosh. At least probably 6 or 8. It's awesome.
And it doesn't get old.
Absolutely not. No. Worth the drive.
Shelly, would you go to Wamego or stay local?
No. I like to stay local and just watch the local kids shoot off fireworks, nice and easy, and not worry about the drive to Wamego.
Yeah.
Or the drive back, actually.
Dave probably did some sort of world record as far as getting there and back. 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. 33 minutes.
33.
Whoa.
It's all about where you park.
Yeah. My parents came from Topeka, and they actually beat me home.
Did they really?
They did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I almost thought that it'd be less congestion if you went, go straight north on 99 over to Westmoreland and back over the dam. But I got out of there so quickly last night that this was pretty nice.
I'll have to ask you your secret later on.
It's where you park.
We'll have to go to your parking spot.
Yeah. Find your parking space early, walk down to the parade and whatever other activities, and then, if you've got good spot over there, we were just right over there off Balderson Avenue.
Okay.
And just... we got out, we took a left, and it was pretty busy up until about Flush Road, and then once it was pretty good moving up until, actually, before Flush Road, because they had shuttles from the football stadium. Once you got past that area, it was pretty good up until you came to the first stoplight over there, Green Valley Road.
Way better. Pretty since good. They didn't have that construction this year.
that's an advantage.
Yeah, it helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Dave Lewis, man of many talents.
it's age.
I like to call it experience or wisdom.
I call it age.
All right. So much to talk about and so much going on with Pawnee. It's, from what Robin always tells us, been a pretty good year.
Not too bad. At least things have gone a little bit better in the legislative sessions the last month or so. But right now we're right in the middle of a campaign trying to kick it off to raise money for STARS Camp, which is our camp where we take about 120 children with a diagnosed mental illness out to Rock Springs Camp, which is just south of Junction City. And we spend 3 days and 2 nights out there doing all sorts of things like horseback riding and canoeing and archery and swimming out. Name it, lots of fun.
Just about any of the traditional camp activities that you could think of, we try to get in there at Rock Springs at STARS Camp.
And wearing a cool STARS Camp shirt?
Absolutely. This morning. Absolutely. I have to get myself geared up for STARS Camp, so I have to wear the old T-shirts. So that's one of the exciting things. We have kids design the shirts, so we're running a little contest. I think the deadline's probably today, but the kids get to design the shirts, and then they all get to go home with one of the shirts as well. So something to help them remember the STARS theme of strength, teamwork, attitude, relationships, and self-esteem. All of the activities that we have at STARS Camp are geared towards helping the kids work on all of those things and learn lessons that they can take home. So they're not just riding a horse. They're learning to overcome a fear, possibly, or they're not just paddling a canoe with a friend. They're learning about teamwork, and then the staff are trained to make that more than just paddling a canoe, but talk about how can you use this teamwork when you get home, what lessons have you learned, things like that. So that's one of the cool parts about camp is even though they're there, they're doing fun camp activities, they're also still learning those lessons that they can take back home and they can build upon for the rest of their lives. That's our goal.
And just kind of be outside in nature is always a plus.
Right. And a lot of our kids, they've tried to go to traditional camps in the past and just aren't, because of their mental health diagnosis and their symptoms, aren't able to maintain and stay there the entire time. And so our staff is trained to be there with them to help them be able to stay the entire time. So it's a lot of fun to watch them succeed at camp.
And how many days is this camp usually?
It's 3 days, 2 nights, August 9th through 11th this year.
and get to camp out in tents, the campfire, the whole nine yards?
Not quite that rustic.
No. We do use the cabins that usually have air conditioning, so not totally roughing it.
We've had bonfires before, though, so we'll go that far.
And for anybody, you said the deadline is still approaching on that, or?
For donation to Star Camps, our camp this year is August 9th through 11th, so we've got a little while until that. They can call our Claflin office. That number is 587-4300 and talk to Cindy Donahue, and she will help set them up if they would like to donate to Stars Camp.
And the shirt design, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing as far as for kids that maybe, I'm sure there's kids that go every year that don't go just one year. Maybe they go consecutive years. So kind of have a cool, a different shirt every year, right?
Absolutely, and we'll see kids wearing old Stars Camp shirts every year, and so they get to add to their collection.
I've got to say, that's one of my favorite things is seeing the kids come back from year to year, and they meet friends, and they get to talk to each other, and then they won't see each other for another year, but then when they see each other the next year, like a huge smile is on their face, and they're like, oh, my best friend, and so those relationships that they establish throughout the year and then continue those the next year.
What's any like favorite specific stories of Stars Camp? Maybe with the specific camper or just a specific activity that comes to mind for you, Dave?
Maybe the climbing walls.
Oh, well, last year was one of the first years they had a rock climbing wall set up out there at Rock Springs, and so we were very excited to try that activity, and it was great to see kids who didn't think they could do it. Try it, give it a shot, and make it to the top. While the rest of their team, the groups are divided up into smaller teams, and they do all the activities together. Well, the rest of their team is cheering them on and clapping and just having a great time, and they're all whooping it up. And the kid at the top, and they ring the bell and just have a huge, huge smile on their face. Just things like that. There's so many stories like that where the kids are trying something new, and they haven't ever done it before. They experience something new, and it's just awesome to see the smile when they have that feeling of accomplishment. One of my personal favorite stories, though, was years ago canoeing with a client who was pretty freaked out. He was scared to get in that canoe, and I assured him. I said, it's going to be okay. I'll paddle you. I'll help you out. And I was the one controlling the whole canoe, but we're going around there, and this kid got so excited, like, I'm doing it, and then he looked over the edge, and his glasses popped off and fell right in. But he didn't care. He loved it. He just had a great time.
Did they float back up? Or?
Unfortunately, I dove in. I tried to get them, but they were in the mud. They were gone.
But he was having too much fun.
He still had so much fun, and he was telling everybody how he got on that canoe, and he conquered that, and he did it. The whole rest of the camp, he was so excited, the glasses, he didn't even think about him after that.
It seems to be a real theme with a lot of these activities that you're talking about is getting over some fears and the accomplishment that's felt when you do get over those fears, especially when you're dealing with folks with mental health issues. I'm sure that's helpful in dealing with their mental health issues, because if they can get over these fears, maybe they can get over some other things as well.
And our staff are able to use that the remainder of the year. They can talk to them and say, remember when you went in the canoe and you were able to paddle and you made it through, or you were up that climbing wall and you were successful. Remember how you did that. Remember how it felt. Let's apply those same skills to the situation, whether it's at school or home or in the community somewhere.
An example of an activity I'm excited about that's going to be new this year that just kind of illustrates how we can build those lessons to help them manage their mental health symptoms later on. Rock Springs has a new robotics activity that they told me about, where they have these little robots and the kids will draw patterns on some big pieces of paper with different colors, and the robots will react differently to each color. So if they draw some lines with blue, it will maybe spin. If they draw it with yellow, then it'll go faster or slower, things like that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have them do that, and they'll think that's really neat and fun. But we're also going to relate those different colors to emotions or feelings to help the clients learn to recognize those and recognize, what might make me feel one way or another way, and then also they'll talk about how those robots reacted differently to the different colors and turn that into a lesson on how we can react and interact appropriately when we're upset or we're happy or whatever. So, just an example of how we're taking these fun traditional camp activities and turning them into a lesson or some kind of skill that the clients can use later on as they come home.
Just really seems any sort of hands-on activity. Just at the beginning of our show, we had some folks from USD 383 talking about the STEM exercises and STEAM classes and all those sort of things. And just across the board, no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter what your situation is, there's so much value in hands-on activities.
And life is just a lesson itself. And so we just help the kids take those lessons and apply them further on in life.
And again, August 9th through the 11th, and that's at Rock Springs.
Yep, we take them down to Rock Springs. Then they've been great. We've been there for years and years.
And so many things. It's a beautiful area.
Absolutely.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when you're on the horsebacks, which is kind of scary for the kids, but they get on there and they get to go riding through the fields and see the beauty that's out there in the grasses and the flowers that are in bloom. And it's really gorgeous.
Oh, and on the horseback riding, I used to ride horses once upon a time. I grew up kind of from a sort of rodeo background. I never got into it too much. It never really took. I got bucked off too much. That was that was kind of the thing. But that's another great thing for people to experience once. I'm sure that's a big hit.
Oh yeah, that's a favorite. That's something that we do every single year for sure.
And are these horses that Rock Springs manages?
And right. Yes. And they've had them there for quite a while, so they're pretty tame horses that know the route to take. So. We're confident in the security and safety for the kids, but they don't know that, and it's scary for them at times.
Here with Dave Cook and Shelley Schottler with Pawnee Mental Health Services. Just got about a minute or two left. Anything else that you guys want to talk about that maybe I didn't get to?
Well, once again, if you'd like to help out with STARS Camp and help send a kid to camp, just give us a call at our main office number here in Manhattan, 587-4300, and talk to Cindy, and she'll help you out with that. We would love that. Again, the kids, it's just such a great experience for them, something that they're not able to do usually because of their mental health diagnosis and other factors. And so it's awesome that we get to provide that experience for them.
And it does get tougher and tougher each year for us to be able to support this camp financially. And so any help we can get in the community, because the kids do come back into the community and put these skills into play when they're back home. And so by supporting STARS Camp, you're supporting your community at the same time.
Kind of an investment, really.
Yeah. Yes.
Investment in your community. All right. Very, very good. About a minute and a half. No, we got the music going, so we're good.
Might as well.
All right.
Ready. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
In Focus tomorrow on News Radio KMAN, two segments to the program. The Director of Partnership Development for MBAF, Marty Veneer, will be joining us. And from the Governor's Military Council, the Executive Director, Perry Wiggins, to be part of KMAN's In Focus. That is tomorrow. Rest of the talk show lineup for today includes Clark Howard up next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. Always talking about K-State, always talking about Royals. A lot more good Royals news to pass along. Speaking of the Royals, they will be on the air this evening, beginning at 8:30. See, might be possible to get a sweep in Seattle. CBS News is next on News Radio KMAN. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank.